You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. As we roll along, let's head down Venice, Louisiana way. Let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good, Mickey. How are you, sir?
Couldn't be better.
That's a 25-30 mile an hour wind.
Yeah, you sound real optimistic this morning.
Yeah.
Fired up.
I'll be honest with you, my customers called me, I guess, Thursday morning. I don't remember now. But anyhow, they said, okay, Cap, it's going to blow like you're talking about. We ain't coming. Well, it's going to blow like that. They're from the Houston area. And I was still here because I had that other deal done on Monday. I don't know if it's Monday or Tuesday. It's not good. My neck is 100% better now. So.
Is it? Would you go to a chiropractor, or do you have some surgery, or what?
No, I had injections done.
Oh, okay.
And trust me, it works.
So, good.
So anyhow, I'm still here in Texas. Crazy, I bet. I had half a dozen offshore guys calling me. Fish for us on Saturday? Nope, I ain't there. Be back Sunday. Man, when these boats bad, I got to think myself, why y'all making them people come down there and y'all know that it's doing this?
Yeah, for offshore?
Just go on and cancel them instead of trick them into coming and then putting them on an inshore boat.
No joke.
That ain't what they paid. That ain't what they, ain't what they signed up for. They didn't come down here to catch redfish. They come down here to catch yellowfin. Yeah. No, I talked to Brett Valet last night. He said, dude, it is unbelievable rough down here right now. So I can imagine. They did catch them first part of the week. He said the redfish wasn't as strong as it had been for him, but he said the trout bite was on. He said people didn't want no trout. I said, we'll go figure that out. So, man. Anyhow, I got Miss Darlene in the truck with me. We're going to live in.
Going to Livingston.
Yep, my hair is all like a donkey gone up there.
It is.
Heard you talking.
Yeah, I
heard
mean, it's Richard's just, I mean, it's nothing to catch 100, 125 catfish real quick for him right now. This week, they just lit off.
I'm going to hold you to that, Mickey.
All right, well, you're the guy that knows how to get them. You better hold him to it.
Sound like Richard's catching them a little deeper now. It sounds like it backed off on Conroe and Buckhead. So, but Livingston is turned on them in Buckhead. So,
yeah, Lake Houston too. I was talking to John Littleton yesterday morning. Yeah, you can fish off the bank with a little old popping cork and some shad, and just hey, how many you want to catch?
There you go. But no, it's just weather related, right? It's something. Everybody's ain't you back then? I said, yeah, I don't remember. I didn't fish the night before last year neither. So
I just
wasn't going back that bad fog and these cold fronts. So hopefully these fronts are backing off a little
bit. Hopefully so. Man, did you see all those tornadoes up north of us yesterday?
Jeez. Oh, man. I was sitting looking at some stuff on the phone. Arlene got on board yesterday, and I said, man, they are just hammered up north. I saw a video of one. I don't know how these people can sit there that close to one of them and video them things. This thing's huge. I mean, it was covering a lot of ground. So,
yeah, oh, that one big wide one? I mean, that thing was huge. That was in Nebraska, I think.
Yeah, that was Nebraska. I hope nobody got killed. So.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I haven't heard anything this morning. It's that gum wind. I'm blowing a little bit already, but I'm going to put in a KOIU. We'll have some protection there. I fish all that stuff there along the rip and over towards Brushy.
Right.
If I get some shad, I could tell you last time I was on Lake Livingston. It's been a long time.
Boy, it has.
It has. The last time I fished Livingston, I guess, would be one of them Triple D tournaments.
Yeah, I think I talked to you one time when you were fishing. You were fishing a tournament there.
Been a while.
Well, at least
my crew better figure.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're the hot topic right now. It's just, and I've been Houston fan all my life. I've seen the worst and the best of it, and it just, you know, we've been spoiled the last 7 or 8 years. Now this.
Yeah, we have. You know, and everybody's hollering the coach. It ain't the coach. He got the same bunch of guys that are all playing the same position. They ain't getting it done.
They're just not. He can't go out there and play for them.
No. I have no problem with the coach. I told Darlene last night we was eating supper. They better be careful because old Verlander, he'll man's trade if this keeps up. He ain't going to sit there and play on that losing team.
No. Well, somebody just needs to step up to the plate. One player, you know, a team leader, and just put his foot down and say, hey, this is – start calling them out. Let's get together. But I'm not seeing all that fun and joy that you've always seen. You know, everybody smiling and cutting up in the dugout. And all. You know, when we lost Yuli Gurriel, a lot of that went away. He was like the dugout clown that kept everybody fired up and laughing and – playing
loose. They're gonna have to swallow the bullet on Abreu and let him go.
Something
ain't nobody gonna
give.
Take him. So, I mean, Singleton ain't the answer, but he is better.
Nobody's
than
better. He's better than Abreu. That's saying
exactly.
Anything. Hey,
that ain't saying a whole bunch, but
well,
you know,
Singleton's got a better batting average than about four or five of them on the team do right now.
Oh, that is. That's true. There's two people having fun, both kids, and that'd be Tucker and Pena. They both, you know, and the sad part of it is Altuve, he can't have no fun, and he's the best batter in, I guess, all of baseball right now.
He is.
I know he is in American League.
Right.
And, I mean, how can he have fun when he can't score? I don't know.
Well, when they lost that game the other night and seeing Altuve standing there at the mouth of the dugout on the steps and the look on his face, that told everything. That was a telltale sign right there. Things aren't good.
Well, I think they can shake up that relief pitching, and that's what's hurt. I mean, that's what's losing everybody. Other than
if they can get out of the first inning unscathed, and that's – I mean – That's a problem, too. Maybe everybody needs to warm up an extra 20 minutes. Go ahead and pitch a first inning before you ever do.
Yeah.
It's like they get loose, and in the second inning they settle in, they got a control of the ball game. But, who knows? I mean, it.
I know. They did do something with France. I don't know what they done. I
think I saw where he went back to the minors to sort things out.
Other than that, like I said, I don't know nothing about it. Me too. I was looking at stuff this morning when I got up. I'm glad I didn't go back to Louisiana. They got a bunch of work going on this weekend on I-10, talking about all these delays.
Yeah, I heard something about that too. Just what we need.
Yeah.
More construction.
More people.
Yeah.
There's plenty of that. Yeah.
Bring them in here.
And I'm sure you don't go that way, but don't take on 105 between Cleveland and Conroe right now.
Bad.
Oh, I'm trying to make it four lanes all the way, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
I tried to leave my house. I live a half a mile from 105 to go to Conroe the other morning. That's been a couple weeks ago. One of them doctor appointments has to be there at 8 o'clock. I left at 6 o'clock. Now, we're talking 27 miles from where I was going. I left at 6 o'clock to be there by 8. And I sat dead still for 45 minutes at one spot on 105. I had to turn around, double back towards Splendor, go back through Grange Land and all that stuff. It was 10 minutes late getting there.
Wow.
That's how bad it is. It's something else.
Well, that's what I used to fight with 146 going to Galveston, but now they got it open. Man, that was just, I didn't think they'd ever get through with that.
Oh, I can remember back the days. I first got out of school. I went to work over at DuPont with my brother.
Oh, fighting that tunnel?
I seen more fights than I ever seen in my life. There's a bunch of clowns.
That tunnel was a nightmare, man.
There's a bunch of clowns at work with my brother out there. They're all good friends. They lived in Dayton. And they bought an old station wagon to carpool.
Right.
And I happened to catch them in front of me one morning. And there was a car trying to cut them off, wasn't going to let them in. In which they was in the lane that had to give up anyhow, but this one just kept on.
Right.
They done give their, you know, they done rotated right. They just... truck kept trying to go in there. One of them rolled, went it down and had a ball being hammer, went to beat the side of the station wagon. He said, "We're not concerned about this car. Come on, do what you're going to do." It was hilarious.
Oh, boy.
But yes.
That was back when people just stopped a car and go to Fifth City right in the middle of the road.
Absolutely.
Work it out go to work.
Yeah. Did they blow that tunnel up?
They broke it up and then carried offshore. You know, and made a reef out of it. Remember, they went through all that project on that. Yeah. The old Baytown LaPorte Tunnel. God, I'm glad it's gone. Now we got the Fred Hartman.
Yeah, so where they had a big mishap on it the other day.
Always. It doesn't surprise me. It should be every hour the way people drive now. I stay at home. I stay off the road as much as I can. All right, buddy. Well, put Darlene on some fish this morning and get some fresh cats for a fish fry, buddy.
It's up to her to make that cast to that bucket, not me.
That's it. Just throw it in there. Set the hook. Richard said they were hitting so good the other day, the cork didn't even settle. It just hit the water and just keep going.
That's what I saw a friend of mine fish in Livingston the other day, and he said you could see them. They was up on top boiling.
Yeah. That's what Richard was saying. Another buddy of mine, old Wayne, he went with some buddies up to Conroe, and they were fishing down the rock somewhere, some riprap. And they had 100 catfish in less than 2 hours.
Crazy.
Just using chicken liver.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the deal. Them fish up there like that, it ain't going to make no difference what you get from their face. If it smells, they're going to eat it.
You got it.
All right, Mickey.
All right, well, throw them out a number.
832-338-9376. Caps on web, RJ Hunt Fishing.
All right, brother. Y'all have a good time.
All Bye. See you later.
Catch them up. All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down to G-Town where it's a little breezy this morning. Check in with Captain James Block, see what he's up to. Good morning, James. How you doing, man?
Yo, Mick. What's up, buddy?
Not a lot. The wind.
Hey, we had us a little wind, man. Still got some.
Yes.
Hey, you know how it gets when that wind's blowing? It looks like it's just... Yeah, it makes like sheets just going across the water.
Right.
You know, it like ripping it. That's what it was like yesterday.
Hey, remember that day you and I and Ed Stedman were waiting over on the east shoreline and it was blowing like that? It was blowing so hard, it was blowing yesterday. The waves down over your back.
Yeah, it was the same. You could just throw your lure up in the air and it would just take it
just
away.
Throw it up, let her rip.
Let her rip, man. But see, like right now, you know, I mean, we got some water, but it's just normal low.
Yeah.
But when it turns around and comes in, buddy, it come in yesterday.
With this wind pushing it.
It's still going out against that wind at night.
Yeah. It's a negative. It's like a negative 0.1 or something. Last night. Yeah, negative 0.1.
Yeah. So it went out pretty good, but man, fishing was really, really, really good yesterday. And it's been good all week, but it's been hard. You know, the first part of the week, you know, we're catching them, but you had to, like, work at it. But we did catch a good one Thursday. We caught 1/5 Thursday. And we blew some fish. It was kind of a weird bite. We blew, you know, probably 5 or 6 fish, you know, 3-pound class fish that just – it was just a bad bite, man. And – Actually, I had Craig and Brian Kiefer, and the first pass we made, and Craig was using, I don't work for him. I don't have one. It's a Rapala bait. I don't know, some kind of mullet thing, twitching mullet, thumping mullet, some kind of mullet. And it's kind of like a suspended. This has happened to me twice this year. Well, I told you about the other time with the little mirror lure bait, same deal. I mean, Craig, he gets like 12, 14 bites, caught 6 fish, 2 or 3, like 3/3. And Brian and I ain't caught a fish. We ain't caught a fish, not one. I'm like, man, we suck. So it was a little better than what it should have been because we couldn't catch nothing, but there still wasn't no bite. Then we moved, and it was blowing pretty good at that time. And, we got out, and he goes one way, and Brian went the other way, and I'm watching Craig. He catches, and I said, "What is that on?" He just started laughing. I said, "Never mind." I just kept going. Well, I ain't got my box. I just got out with nothing. I got one topwater on. I said, "Well, I ain't walking back the boat. I just fish with this topwater.
Fish it out. Do like Maurice, man. That's all you throw all day."
Yeah, it's all I got. And, man, the waves are slapping, and it's rough. I can't even see this top. I'm just fishing, man. Hey, and that fish come up and absolutely destroyed it. I mean, you wasn't going to lose him. I said, check this out. But I didn't have it about 3 or 4 bites. Not the best bite. So finally I went back and got my box. But, yeah, nice fish. But yesterday, it didn't matter, man. I think when the sun come up, we had already caught maybe 30. I tell you what, it was 7-7, and I think we had caught 29. It said it was like 7-7-0-2. Just fish. Not many little ones, though. Just fish. You know, 16 to maybe a 19-inch fish. I think we might have caught 1 3-pounds, maybe. But it was as fast as you could catch them. Only way you could catch them faster if you was double rigging. So my boys, they're all throwing something different. You know, fish, when it was dark, they wouldn't go. You know, it was nighttime. And I said, man, maybe they ain't here. This might have been a bad decision right here. Nothing. Same old deal, man. I put that little, like, sea shad, and I was throwing a top water, now I was throwing a 7, whatever I was doing, I wasn't throwing no plastics. Neither were the boys. And I put that sea shad on, man, and the wind's blowing so hard you can't do nothing but just reel straight in. I made about 2 cranks and caught one. And I threw back out there, boom. I said, hey, man, y'all better put something else on. So it's nice going off. It's like, I mean, you can't throw it fast enough. I said, what are y'all doing? They were catching a couple. Well, Nation had some kind of Play-Doh-looking flat fish. I don't even know what it was. I said, and Christian had something else on. I said, look, dude, take all that garbage off and put like a sea shad on. They don't have any. So I give them all my stuff. I said, look, quit jigging that thing. Throw it and just crank
reel it,
man.
Put your rod down where you feel it and just reel it, man.
Hey, dude, and they start lacing them out. Well, I got nothing. I don't give everything away. I put a chartreuse and gold mariner on. You can't get it back. I'm like, man. And anyway, Mickey, we stayed there and beat us. Man, let's go. And we went check something else, and I really wasn't fishing very hard after that. And the boys caught 10 or 12 more, and we looked at a couple things. And I think we went in. We went in straight up 12 o'clock. I think we had caught 49 fish.
Yeah.
Not many little ones. So it was good. But, you know, days like that, not many people go. But there was some boats yesterday. I was surprised. It wasn't like it was desolate. But it was pretty wicked. It got by noontime. I don't know how hard it's blowing when I come in, but I don't know. I know gusting over 30.
Yeah, Blaine texted me yesterday morning at 5:59. He said, I'm the only boat at Thompson's this morning. And I said, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I don't think it was your greatest day for boat fishing, but I know where Blaine's going. You probably get out. I mean, you know, you can get out of it up there.
Yeah.
I guess. You know.
Well, they've all been pre-fishing for that Sisters Helping Sisters tournament today, and they canceled that yesterday evening.
Oh, man, all that pre-fishing, all that stuff, now you ain't got no tournament.
Right. But,
well, but you know, Mickey, you know, there's a lot of, like I told you the other day, you know, there are a couple times this week, if you didn't land on them to start with, you better pick your best hole, man, because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people are fishing now. It's warm, and man, you get a good forecast day, like I say, you better land on them, because you ain't just moving around and going everywhere and getting anywhere. Not that there ain't no fish, you just can't get nowhere. Ain't nowhere to get.
Well, if there was a lot of fish, everybody be spread out. I mean, everybody keeps going to the same, you know, you got
no,
to.
No, they are spread out. No, when I say nowhere to get, there's like nowhere to get. Like, you know, they're like the whole shore. I mean, there's that many people that are going on good weather days. Bad weather days, not many people go. Not many people go. Now, I went and did something totally different yesterday. I did not know there. I knew we could catch something in that wind yesterday. I didn't know there was no fishing like that. You know, I figured we catch, you know, whatever we catch, 10 or 15 or whatever, you know, but I didn't know it was no fishing like that. It got pretty good pretty fast. Nice trout, though. I mean, you know, they're just fish, but not many of those, not many little ones, man. I ain't catching many little ones right now. You know, the little babies, you know, not many. And you know, places we're catching all them better fish, I don't think there's many fish there now, Mickey. We're fishing and catching those good ones. The good ones are still there, but you're not going to roll in there and catch no 30 fish, I don't think. I don't think the numbers are there. I think they're moving around a little bit right now. But where I went yesterday, you ain't going to catch nothing good. Catch a 3-pounder. You ain't going to catch nothing bigger than that. But it's good fishing, though. It was fun.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't think, man, I had some kind of – a lot of my weight fishing stuff is fixing to come to an end. So I'm fixed to be kind of posed.
Maybe not. Well, we may have one of those years, you know, you can wait all the way through July. You never know.
Yeah, well, it depends on my guys, you know.
I mean, yeah, well, yeah, that's
– now I'm true. Running into my old boat fishing guys. You know, the guys fish with us for years, really don't wade no more.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, I have, you know, old guys. They used to fish with Daryl a lot, but, man, we're supposed to, you know, fish out of boat.
Well, they are old if they fished with Daryl.
Oh, yeah. No, we're – hey, man, we're on life support over here, buddy. Hey, so I told Brad. I said,
Walker
hey,
trips. Everybody leaves their walker at the dock when they get in the boat.
Ain't that the truth? Well, I'll still load them up as long as they want to go. I'm
with you, man. Let me knock this break out. Hang on a second. I'll be right back.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for grade-A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and not to mention their great processing facility. They're real easy to find. Go downtown, look for the big white sign, and their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. And if you're looking for smoked sausage, nobody does it better than Belleville. They have samples available daily in their store. You can try it before you buy it. And a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their ground beef special, $3.59 a pound when you buy a 10-pound bulk pack. And if you want a quarter or half calf processed, they do that also. You can pre-order that. And their wild game processing, you know, if you're killing exotic animals or feral pigs this time of year, check out their Benny dogs and hog dogs, homemade hot dogs using your own venison, our wild pigs. Bring something home from your hunt the entire family can enjoy all year long. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 535 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Yo, buddy. Hey, I was sitting there thinking about them kids. You know, when you're cranking, you know, just reeling that, you know, because we learned all that back in the Mariler days, you know, how to fish like that.
Right.
And I was trying to tell them boys yesterday, I said, not that the whatever, but now that he's molding some kind of little old bait. And it's a pretty good little, bait. And the next place we moved to, we kind of got where, you know, you're kind of hit for the wind, and you kind of, you know, you can kind of jig fish a little bit without, you know, being all messed up. And I think they caught all them fish on his little old bait. But, you know, for just taking a bait and reeling in and looking for fish and trying to catch fish, that little sea shad that Bass makes, it's hard to beat, man.
It is. Slamming chicken, you know, the pink ghost. I mean,
pink. The little boss in that regular sea shed, I was using that little, that one I use all the time, that little shrimp collar one that kind of glow with them red specks in there. And that's what I told the boys, man, if I'm just looking for fish, I said, here's the way I put it. If somebody put a gun in your head, so look, man, if you don't catch something, I'm going to blow your head off. Figure out what you're going to put on. And that's what you throw, you know, to look so you got confidence in it. And, you know, not that them other baits ain't good, but, like, for what we were doing yesterday and how we were fishing, take all that garbage off, man. They ain't eating it. You might catch one or two. I'm going to sit here and catch 40, man. I mean, put it on. And it you know, it makes a difference. It really does. You always got her. But it's funny. I'm looking in my box. Man, I ain't got nothing. I said, they got to eat this Mariler. Hey, the first time I seen it, I felt one get all over it, and I missed him. Oh, man, I need to maybe slow it down just a little bit. And I sent it, kind of slowed my crank down. Boom, it was like old times. So, yeah, here we go. I said, good. Y'all had him. He said, I'm going to catch him on his Mariler. But they were biting, man. And, you know, and they were snapping. But
yeah, it makes a difference, so, yeah.
Yeah, but fish has been so much better this year than last year, Mickey. And this you know, and it's going to be like that. Every year we get removed from that freeze is, it's going to be better fishing. I mean, anybody think
see, and nobody wants to talk about that freeze up here. You know, down south they do because they it killed fish up here. Nobody wants to admit that fact. They don't want to admit it.
Dude,
because they didn't see them. You know, seeing's believing.
Yeah, it put a dent in them, brother. And you talk about having to fish the same place. And that's kind of how I gauge it. You know, Mickey, we're looking at what I'm doing. You know, there's a lot of places you can go and catch fish, numbers of fish. Now, maybe not no big ones. I'm only catching these good trout in just a certain area.
Well, we got to give them time to grow up. I mean, we're still catching a lot of 1- and 2- and 3-year-old fish. I mean, that's exactly the bulk of our. I mean, when I was talking to Bill Kenny last Sunday, I mean that's everywhere. I mean, that's the bulk of our fish now, and we got to let them grow up.
If we don't whack all of them.
You know,
now you can't hardly whack anymore. Hey, I told
you. No, you can't whack them at three a day. I mean.
I told Keeper the other day, if you ever hear that I got a limit come out of my mouth, go get your 270 and put it in my right ear and just pull the trigger. I mean, like you caught.
We limited.
I was talking to this really nice man. He said, yeah, we got our limit. And I said, wait a minute. How many did you catch? Because if you told me you caught three, who cares? I can catch three in my canal right now. So, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Oh, my God. But, no, and it'll be the same deal. Because we don't have no freezes or whatever we get every year. You never know what's in store. But every year it's going to get better. And you can hear, you know, and I don't care what the limit is. I really don't. But now you're going to hear, well, see, I told y'all that three fish limit was going to work. I said, man, that's a joke. Hey, now the slot limit is a good deal. I like that. But just because you went from two to three and there's always going to be all these millions of fish everywhere because the limit changed, that ain't no good. That ain't right. It's just going to get better.
You just got to give it time to rebound and grow itself back into, you know, a sustainable fishery again.
Give it time, buddy. You can, you know, because if every year.
Hey, and I hear whining going on all up and down the coast. There ain't nobody been through more disasters in the last 10 years than Galveston Bay has.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. Hey, if you can fish in Galveston, Texas, you can go fish anywhere in the world.
That's the hardest
place on the planet to go fishing.
Well, and you know, it all the stuff we've been through. But, you know, a lot of those guys, they don't care about Galveston. That's, you know, we're kind of the redheaded stepchild of the coast.
Always
have been, but everybody forgets that worm can turn one red tide down south or one little disaster, and they're done, and then everybody's looking up here because we used to be a big trout fishery, and we can get it there again if we'll take care of it and don't have any disasters, you know, any freezes and floods and spills and all the, you know, stuff we've endured for the last 10 years. You give us 10 years with none of that happening and see what happens. You'll be catching 7 and 8 pounders real frequently again.
You are 100% right. Just give us some time without nothing going wrong. You know, we're going to get our fresh water. We always have, but give us some tides. Don't freeze us, and it's going to be good. But, you know, look, the TPNW guys, there ain't none of them got bay houses here in Galveston, Texas. Their ranches and all where they fish is all in South Texas.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they care about. But if every year gets better like it has this year, from that last year to this year, if we keep going this way, it's going to get pretty good pretty damn quick. And, you know, I hardly don't kill many fish anymore, Mickey. If you don't need them, just don't kill them. You know, don't kill them for nothing. Don't kill them to put them in your box and say, look what I caught, and then go give them to your neighbor. Just go say, man, we caught a lot of fish today. Anybody want to book a trip? That's great. You know, we don't need pictures of three dead trout at the bottom of an igloo. Who cares?
Telling you.
There's three fish that could be swimming around, man, maybe making some babies instead of dead going to somebody's freezer to die to get freezer burned.
Well, I started that catch and release deal after Harvey. You know, when I said, hey, I was adamant about it and still am.
It's a good thing. Hey. And, hey, I'm not Mr. Tree Hugger either. I mean, y'all want your old three fish, kill them, and I ain't forgot how to clean one by no means, you know. But if you don't. I mean, it's pretty simple, man. It's this easy. Just do it.
That's it. All right, buddy.
Your goal now is to set out to go get a limit of three. That's a pretty crappy goal. I'm guessing my goal is to go catch as many as I can.
Yeah, somebody's telling me the other day, man, it was good, man. Everybody come in with limits. I said, well, How could you not?
Dude, if we, hey, in the old days, we came in with nine fish, I'd just stay back in the back of the parking lot till y'all got through cleaning. So
I'm telling you, that's just, yep, it was good. All the boats come in with limits. I said, well, that's just awesome, isn't it?
Just peachy, ain't it?
Just peachy.
Nine. Oh, my God. All right, buddy.
All right, buddy. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to go catch a limit.
Yeah. Get our three. Got what we need. All right, man. 409-771-7306.
All right, buddy. Hey, we'll see you, James. Have a good one. All right, later. Golly. Can't stop laughing. All right, we're going to laugh some more. We're going to jump the bridge and go check on old Sharky Marquez this morning, the wind doctor. What's up, Shocky? Michael?
Buddy, can you hear me?
There we go.
There we go. I was waiting on the beat.
Yeah, well, you got it now. What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just sitting here debating on why I started a fishing charter business and not a parasailing or windsurfing business.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Yeah. Dude, it's ripping, buddy. It's ripping.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You got a lot of boats going out today?
Yes, we do, buddy. You already know. Yeah. You know, we're going to, for the southeast wind, for what it is, I guess, you know, the only positive is it stays pretty calm in, you know, this bay system and off its you know, it also is a little bit more calm trying to get, if you wanted to get to the shipping channel, you know, the Galveston ship channel. And,
right.
You know, it only gets really, really stupid when you get out, you know, you turn that Coast Guard station, you start moving out towards the jetties, and it gets real, real rough. But, you know, we fished yesterday in it, Mickey, and it was blowing probably just as hard. They say today was going to be a little worse, but it all looks the same, man. It's just freaking windy.
Right.
But yesterday we ended up, you know, bouncing around the bay system a little bit and swinging and sliding on the anchor and doing all that fun stuff. But we ended up catching a Texas slam, which was super cool. I'll take a Texas slam for a nasty, windy day.
What is a Texas slam these days?
Trout, redfish, flounder, baby.
Okay, it's still the same. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. They got the somebody said not too long ago, the Galveston slam. It's like a gaff top.
That's the trash can slam. That's gaff top, hard head, and sheep head.
There you go.
Trash can slam.
Golly.
And they call it a slam, but it's only three fish. If it's a slam, it ought to be four. Got to throw a fourth species in there.
Yeah, let's throw a fourth in there.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday it would have been trout, redfish, flounder, and a big ugly.
Yep, big old drummer boy.
Yesterday. Yeah. But, you know, we're going to get out there. That's the benefit of offits in this area, man. The water just stays nice and clean, so we're probably going to be bouncing around in here a little bit. I think Shane and Chris might go around Pelican or Causeway and try to give that a go, and we're just all going to talk to each other, man, see if we can zone in on something today.
You can get on the inside of that causeway, you know.
Yeah, yep, that's right. Even if it's rough in there, man, it that place just holds fish. It's just a lot of structure. So I'll be happy we go out there and catch a couple fish and make some memories and get some smiles out of it. And you know, all of our folks have been kind of pre-warned and said, hey, look, it's going to be a super windy day. What do you guys think? And, you know, we like to give them the option, especially we want them to have a good time. You know, we don't want anybody uncomfortable or,
right.
You know, we want them to come back. So
it's their call.
Repeat customers.
Exactly.
Is our call.
Yes. Yeah.
But everybody's pretty hardcore today, it looks like, buddy, because we're going.
Well, that's good. Make some money and make some memories.
That's it, man. That's it.
Make some waves.
Yeah. Well, it might not need a lot of help doing that today, but
nope.
Golly, shoot! Yesterday, I mean, I pulled into a little honey hole in the channel, man, and threw the first cork hit the water, and was a 19.5-inch trout. I said, "Oh snap, we're about to get on them." And then two casts later, we hooked another trout and lost it. And then the barge that was sitting next to that spot kicked up, wah 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 wah, you know, and started backing out of there. And I was like, "Oh gosh, man!" Within like a minute and a half, all that we were fishing was chocolate milk. So that was pretty brutal, man. We were grinding out trying to find some fish. Finally found a little spot, and that barge kicked up and kind of spooked everything.
Well, goodness, what can you do? Yep.
What can you do? But it's good to see those trout, you know, kind of popping around, starting to show up in the channel. And man, it's just,
well, it's getting the time of year. They ought to be coming in through the jetties here before long, you know, get you a little push.
Yes, sir. That water's almost where it needs to be to get real crazy around here.
Yeah, that'll make it nice, you know, to add to T-reds and trout and other species. A little mixed bag there.
Coming soon, buddy. Coming
Y'all
soon.
Y'all caught anything weird yet this year that you shouldn't be catching?
I don't know about that. You know, I did have that one day, maybe like 2.5 weeks ago. I think we were still in March, and we started catching a bunch of we started to see, you know, like a month and a half ago, we started seeing some pompano, but about a couple weeks ago, I caught a bunch of a nice handful of Spanish mackerel and stuff. And I'm not saying that that's out of the norm, but, you know, it's just the last couple of spring breaks, you know, I mean, it was like nothing 5-6 years ago for mackerel and sharp, big sharks and everything to be running, you know, in our system during springtime. But, you know, these last couple of years have been different. It's been a little bit different. So we haven't started seeing that stuff till early summer, you know, late April, early May. So that was a nice surprise to start seeing some Spanish mackerel and pompano and stuff, you know, early spring like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, Mickey, we ain't caught nothing extremely crazy or anything out of this world. But, you know, just grinding out some nice boxes of fish and trying to make everybody happy and have a good time, you know?
That's it. Well, that's what they hired you to do, man.
That's it.
Always, you know, produces.
You can't control the fish bite, but you can control your attitude and can control, you know, having a good time and giving it your all. And I mean, that's the biggest deal, you know, with
the guide himself is just trying to keep a somewhat positive attitude and unfavorable conditions, and when you know all the cards are stacked against you and you still go out there and try and make the most of it. You gotta do it.
Yeah.
Gotta
try.
It's
tough, man. It's freaking tough. I mean, you know, you're 5-6 spots in and you feel like, you know, you can't do anything right, you know, and you finally get a bite or two and miss those, you know, and you're just sitting there beating yourself up like, but you know, you just gotta, I mean, every spot and just like every cast is another opportunity to, you know, catch that fish that you've been searching for, you know. Every spot
is another
opportunity.
Just got to keep chugging.
You just got to keep chugging, dude. You know, if you didn't make that next cast, you wouldn't have had all those stories. You know, think about that. All those stories. If you didn't make that one more cast, you wouldn't have all those memories with your buddies.
Yeah,
you know,
that one more cast or that one more stop. You know,
yeah,
I've had
numerous
trips over the years where just it's one of them days where, you know, you go left and the fish go right, it nothing's
heck
working.
Yeah.
And you know, your customers kind of get bored and say, "Well, let's go ahead and call it a day, let's head in." I said, "I got one more place I want to stop at on the way in." And you pull in there and start slamming them. You know. You can't just give up, you gotta keep rolling. You gotta try.
I'm telling you, man.
And then after you run all your traps and you fished it out and it wasn't any good, it just wasn't any good. Nothing you can do about
it. That's right. That's right. You know, you're fishing. You got to bring 110% to the table every day, whether they're biting
Always.
Or not biting. You know, that's it. That's what we're going to do today, Mickey.
I know you will. You guys are grinders. And y'all, you know, you got a good fleet. All your boats are real nice and seaworthy and all that. And, you know.
Oh, thanks, man.
Everybody will be safe.
We will. We will.
Plus, you got real, real dependable engines on them.
That's right. That's right. We ain't got to worry about that, buddy.
My favorite. And nothing like it. Like the old saying, if my Honda could cook, I'd marry it. I remember those stickers when I was a kid. Everybody had one on their bike.
Man, I love that.
Because that's what we all ran. I mean, that was it. Everybody had little Honda Mini Trail 70s and 90s. And, hey, that's how we all started out. Dependable then, even better now.
I love it, man. I love it.
I'll always get you there and get you back.
That's right.
All right, Sharky. Well, hey, throw them out a bunch of info on how they can get a hold of you, whether they want to come down and lodge up and spend a night and go fishing or have a wedding or any kind of special event. Give them some info.
Come on down. Yeah, come and make some memories with us. You can hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, availability. There's a little tab on there that says, like, lodge with us. You can see a virtual tour of our lodge. We could sleep up to 18 folks upstairs. So bring everybody, load them up, come on down to Galveston. Let's go make some memories. And if you want to have a corporate event or do a multi-boat trip or whatever, something with a big group, you can hop on BaysideEventCenter.com. Check us out there. We'd love to have you guys and facilitate y'all's event. But that's it, brother. Everybody have a blessed weekend, man. We're going to get out there.
Oh, real quick, did you get moved in down on the West End yet?
Man, we moved Tuesday. We're moving Tuesday.
You like it down there?
Well, we're moving on Tuesday.
Oh, this Tuesday. Okay.
Yes, but I tell you what, I do freaking like it, man. We were there last night, and I was mowing the lawn like I already lived there.
Well, that's real. You are.
So I'm prepping. We're prepping. We're prepping, you know, but we're doing our official move. We're going to start staying over there on
That's
Tuesday,
cool.
And I cannot wait, man. Oh, my gosh.
I bet.
I can't wait.
Yep, I spent a lot of my childhood on that West End down there. Those were good old days,
it's such
man.
A cool place, man.
I love it down there. It's changed now compared to when I was a kid. There's a lot more homes and all that down there, but it's still the West End. Nothing like it.
That's it, brother.
All
well,
right,
we'll have to have you come down and check it out once we get all moved
got
in.
It. All right, dog.
All right, son. Have
hey,
a blessed
go get
day,
him, man. Y'all be safe.
All
Take
right.
care.
Thanks,
Sharky. All right, that's Sharky Marquez in Galveston. It's time for our top of the hour break and the national anthem and all that. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.